This is Unformatted from RTFM.
This time it's an all Lisa Germano show. Now on Unformatted, we promised to play music that you don't hear that much on your regular old FM radio. And I wouldn't be too surprised if someday soon you'll hear lots of this on your FM radio. But so far, I haven't. So we're going to give you a chance to hear probably more Lisa Germano music than you've heard up till now. The same material is on another LP version called Happiness, I think.
Breaking.
first time I saw Lisa Germano play was when she was playing with a band called Frank Haney and the Farmers.
Frank Haney and the Farmers.
That's true. That's actually true. And she used to dress up like a farmer when she played, too.
Wear overalls and
that's
stuff
true,
like that.
Overalls. Even at that time, although overalls were probably, you know, pretty popular fashion in about, I guess that was maybe about 1979.
She may not appreciate you telling everyone that she was playing in 1979.
That's possible, too.
And she's still playing today, isn't she?
Well, she's an overnight sensation today,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Perfect and all decorate. Perfect and all. Keeping the cool from coming out.
That's off her newest release by the same title, Geek the Girl. And it's a little, some of the cuts are a little disturbing, but brilliant nonetheless.
Never talk, I can only guess. had my life. Then this man came up to me, was driving his car, riding my bike across the street, just riding my bike. Something was wrong, it didn't feel right, my heart beat fast. He said, which way is Adam Street? My heart beat fast. Hey little girl, you sure look cute on your bike. Hey pretty girl, you want a little of this? Don't you look cute? He followed me home, he knows where I live, he knows my name. He followed me.
That was two cuts together from Lisa Germano's first LP. That was entitled On the Way Down from the Moon Palace. First was Guessing Game, and the one that you just heard was Riding My Bike. Now this next tune is Psychopath, and it's from Geek the Girl, her newest release. And as I said before, it can be a little disturbing. And she's dealt with a few things in her life, including a stalker, and I think this shows exactly what she's had to deal with.
Thank you.
That's a psychopath from Geek the Girl, Lisa Germano's most recent record. Now, that's the first production that she has had substantial artistic freedom in, and she takes advantage of that and produces some very dark material and also some more upbeat material. But right now we're going back to the Inconsiderate Bitch EP, and we're listening to Energy.
Why do people like stars? They're so far away. They're always there and safe to look at. Wish upon one, I could have been you in that fantasy. It's far away from here. I love my man.
This is Marty at Radio.com. That was Stars, the final cut off of Lisa Germano's Geek the Girl record. That features Kenny Aronoff, and there's tracks on all three of Lisa's records that feature Kenny Aronoff, and you probably have heard him playing with John Mellencamp or with McMurtry or on a host of projects. He's just everywhere, it seems. Another main collaborator on the second two records is Malcolm Byrne, so I think he's playing the guitar and also involved in the production parts of the record.
Yeah, you can tell a difference between her first recording and her last two.
I personally prefer the second two. If you're not going to buy all three, I think that her recent material is a lot more artistically free, and you know, it shows a lot of...
We like the first one.
Yeah, it's good.
This is off the first one.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
It's beautiful. There's a lot of really... a lot of songs with her just playing beautifully.
Yeah, you actually hear quite a bit more fiddle playing on the first record, and I guess we never mentioned that, but obviously one thing that Lisa Germano is known for is that she played fiddle with John Mellencamp's band also, and she's probably a little sensitive about the connection, you know, for a variety of reasons. It's kind of unfair to lump someone in with somebody that they really played a backup for and did quite competently, and she did quite well in that
role.
But
he really encouraged her, as I understand. He's the one that encouraged her to...
Yeah, but you know, these young kids, they go, well, she played with John Mellencamp. Well, she can't be cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with that.
No, and Little Pink Houses would be right up there on my list. I like that tune a lot.
That's right. Well, he did some good tunes, but even if he didn't, you know, even if he didn't, the fact that she played with him, that was a way to make a living as a musician, after all. And that's kind of necessary.
I think they hang together, too.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, I think they're really good friends, which is always a plus.
But it seems strange to me that she really doesn't get much airplay on, you know, your typical FM station.
Well, typical FM stations, they're always cramming down your throat when they think.
Yeah, I would much rather cram down people's throat what we want to listen to.